Polls that showed incumbent Democrat Jared Golden ahead of his Republican challenger Dale Crafts in the race for Maine's 2nd congressional district turned out to be accurate, but not by as wide a margin as predicted. As Susan Sharon reports, Golden will once again represent a mostly rural district that has been fickle when it comes to party favorites.
Golden, who squeaked out a victory 2 years ago and upset Republican incumbent Bruce Poliquin, is ahead with a solid 7% lead and 90% of precincts reporting. On Wednesday afternoon, Golden addressed reporters at Democratic headquarters in Lewiston shortly after Crafts called to congratulate him.
We both agreed we enjoyed getting to know each other better in the course of this campaign, and we plan to talk more in the months ahead about our families in the future and some of his ideas to improve the lives of the people of Maine's 2nd District.
It was a stark contrast to the hard-fought political battle in 2018 that became the first congressional race to be decided by ranked choice voting, an outcome that was challenged unsuccessfully in federal court. Back then, the race reached a fever pitch with a record $24 million raised and spent on attack ads like this one.
Radical Golden will let government control your health care, ending Medicare as we know it, doubling taxes.
But this year, the latest campaign finance reports show just a fraction of that amount, with a little over $1 million for Crafts and about $5 million for Golden. And the race was mostly low-key, both on the airwaves and off. This television ad featuring Isabel Golden highlighted her husband's biographical narrative, his roots in the 2nd District, military service, and record of straddling the party line.
I saw my husband on TV a lot when he ran for Congress 2 years ago. But the way Washington Republicans tried to scare Mainers about him just made me laugh. So before they try it again, the real Jared Golden grew up in rural Maine, served as a Marine in Afghanistan and Iraq. Now he's one of the most independent members of Congress.
Golden has made expansion of health care and lower prescription drug prices a priority for his campaign, along with protections for veterans and seniors. But in the conservative 2nd District, where President Donald Trump remains popular, Golden has tried to walk a tightrope. This is what he told Maine Public in 2018.
I'm not looking to be defined as someone that is, you know, there in opposition, but rather someone that's there serious about doing the job and doing the work.
In his first campaign, Golden followed through with a pledge to vote against House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. And later, he became the only House member to break from his party and vote against one of two impeachment articles against the president. Republican Dale Crafts, meanwhile, earned President Trump's endorsement and turned it into an extended commercial on social media.
Dale Crafts is somebody that is just so respected by everybody. Everybody loves him. They respect him and they love him. We need Dale Crafts in Congress fighting for our police and our safety, our jobs, our borders, our Second Amendment, and our God-given rights in every way.
A businessman and former state legislator from Lisbon, Crafts campaigned on the themes of reducing regulations, repealing the Affordable Care Act, and privatizing Social Security. He made his Christian faith and support of gun rights a big part of his message, and he tried to portray Golden as out of step with constituents. But by late Tuesday night, even he was forced to admit that he was the one who was not keeping up.
The numbers are not favorable to me for this race, but we fought a good fight, and we're going to see what things look like in the morning, and then we'll take it from there.
In a written statement Wednesday, Crafts said he told Golden he'd be praying for him and for the nation's future. My biggest hope is that we can all come together at the end of this election season and remember that we are all Americans, Crafts said. For his part, Golden says he's proud of running a positive campaign focused on his record, something political pundits advised him couldn't be done if he wanted to win the race.
We showed that voters are hungry for a positive tone, positive leadership, and civility in our public space. I heard that message everywhere I've been over this big district.
The same big district where Donald Trump, with a decidedly different message, just captured one electoral vote. Golden acknowledged that the forces trying to divide the nation are stronger than ever, and so he says are the challenges of combating the coronavirus, keeping people safe, and addressing economic inequality.
There's so much more work that needs to be done in this country, but the only way we can get there is by seeking common ground and focusing on results.
For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Susan Sharon.